This is Passport to Texas. You might be surprised to learn that wildlife is all around, even in large Texas cities.
Bobcats thrive very well in urban areas. They're extraordinarily adaptive.
Richard Heilbrun is the conservation outreach leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says bobcats can find everything they need to survive in cities.
And so they will use the green belts and the city parks and the rivers and the creeks that run through our cities as travel corridors. And in those habitats, those green belts, they'll find the rats and the snakes and the mice and the birds necessary for them to thrive.
It's rare to see an urban bobcat, but it does happen, and when it does, Richard says reactions vary.
People have all sorts of reactions to bobcats. Some are excited, some are worried, some are nervous for the bobcat, some think that it wound up there by mistake, and other people are afraid because they don't know how bobcats act. And so they're coming to us with a wide range of questions or preconceptions or about outcomes that they think should happen, and we get to help them navigate whatever reaction they have into a solution that's good for the bobcat and good for the people.
What you should know about urban bobcats, that's tomorrow. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds research on the ecology of urban bobcats and DFW. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.